My name is Garrett Blue, privacy number is 2-5-1-3.
Garrett Blue.
Just hold on one moment, sir. The Honorable Mr. Lee Corbonis will serve as your lead at this time, sir. Just hold on.
I bet you don't have the guts to ask him.
Oh, no. There's a couple times I'd left, so I'm making right about that, though.
Did I get the wrong one?
Nope, I got it.
Okay.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Garrett Spencer Blue, 2-9-5-1-3-3.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
How are you doing, sir?
Good. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on the warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on June 14, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Blue?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing your attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, I'm the one speaking, but I'll start at the opposite end of the bench. On the opposite end, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. We have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. To my right is Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Ballou and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Ballou, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind that we have a separate motion that passes from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, we need to respond whether or not it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it. But keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. I will begin the first phase of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal record company as follows. Violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about April 11, 2018, as directed on March 14, 2018. Your whereabouts were known, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Ballou, is this true or false?
That is true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Ballou's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Ballou, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing, but I will ask you at this point, you only have 11 days left on your prison sentence, and this hearing is your right. I'm just giving you fair notice that regardless of how this board votes today, there's a high probability you won't be released any sooner than that date. It usually takes about 2 working weeks to get through the administrative release process. So I'm not trying to turn you away from this hearing. I'm just saying you have a choice as to whether or not you want to kill your number or whether or not you want to continue with the hearing.
If it will take more than 2 weeks, you know, honestly, it'd probably be better for me to just kill my number.
Okay. Again, that is your choice, and we're certainly not trying to trick you. We're just saying that it's break even. It's like an even-sum game, as they say. So, are you sure you want to kill your number? Because then we'll just pass through this final motion, and this hearing will be complete.
Yeah, I'll just kill my number. It's only 11 days.
Yeah, it's 11 days, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, will state that based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W1457, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Ballou is delinquent, violating terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapse was about to lapse in the criminal record company, inasmuch that he absconded from community supervision and we could not account for his activity, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon, and I'll just go down the list, by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Ballou, again, and I say this in total good faith, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about July 13, 2018, which is in 11 short days. So take advantage of these last days to put together a plan for your return to the community. We wish you a safe and productive return outside of the correction system. You will no longer have, when you are released, you won't have a community corrections officer, parole officer. So, again, we hope that you stay safe, and we don't hope to see you ever again in Orange before this board. Thank you, sir.
He did phase one.
This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place.
Yeah, we should have, but we didn't.